Broadcasting and streaming worldwide from the Golf Club Studios, it's the Golf Club Radio Show with Danielle Tucker.
Ah, Danielle, it's Ben Crenshaw.
Ben Crenshaw, oh, what a beautiful morning we've got going on. The sun is coming up in Hawaii now, and it looks absolutely stunning as it comes up behind the mountains. It looks just amazing. Got a high surf advisory for Niihau, Kauai, Oahu, Molokai, and Maui. It's going to be sunny today, the high between 81 and 86. Ouch. Easterlies 15 to 20 miles per hour. I kind of like the cold temperatures. And tonight, partly cloudy, windward of Mauka, isolated showers in the morning. And tomorrow, partly cloudy. You got to get on the golf course today. So is there a tee time? Yes. Makalei, 9:08, 10:52, 11:18, and Jack and Jill, they're going up the hill, so enjoy it. Poipu has an 11 o'clock, 11:40, a 12 o'clock. And Kauai Lagoons has a 10:06. It's the only one. Pearl at Kalaau'au, 8:36, 9:10, 11:02. Hawaii Kai, 9:50, 10:38, 11:18. Turtle Bay, 8:30, 9:18. Those are your tee times at Turtle Bay. Gorgeous golf course. Rojo Wine Country Club, another gorgeous golf course. 8:40, 9:08, 10:28. Eva Beach Golf Course, 8:58, 9:20, 10:52. And Bayview has a 9:06 and a 10:10. Wailea Gold, 8:40, 9:50. Emerald, just one, 11:50. 9 o'clock on the blue course, 10:50 and 11:20 and an 11:50. We haven't had four tee times in a row before. Danielle can only go to three. Here we go. Maui Nui, 8:36, 10:10 and 11:28. And right after this, Gary Williams, Five Clubs, is with us. Ah, yeah. My name is Danielle Tucker, and this is The Golf Club.
Danielle Tucker's The Golf Club, brought to you by Pacific Repair Services, located at 540 Lagoon Drive across from JN Motors. PRS does appliance repairs, maintenance, and sales. The Newtown Driving Range, warm up before your round or wind down after work. The Newtown Range, operated by the Casey Nakama Golf Group. Good golf, good food, and good fun. The Aloha Section PGA. Teach your kids to play golf, the game that lasts forever. Aloha Power Equipment. We put power at your fingertips in Iwile next to Costco Gas and in Waipahu. And teaching pro Claude Brousseau at the Wailea Golf Academy, Maui. Now, here's Danielle Tucker.
Thank you, thank you. And Gary Williams hosts Five Clubs on YouTube podcast, and he's live on Golf Channel. And I first got to know Gary Williams by watching Morning Drive. Remember Morning Drive on Golf Channel, the first morning golf talk show on television, always featuring fabulous guests. And yes, he's a fabulous guest. Gary Williams, welcome into the clubhouse.
Danielle, it's good to hear your voice. It's also great to hear you give out those tee times, of which there are so few, which is fantastic.
Yes, yes, and I go through a whole lot of golf courses too to get those tee times. Yes, it's, and I, you know, I've got a couple of guys on today to talk about their fabulous golf courses. But you know what? Really, it's still bugging me. I know it's been discussed, but Gary, really, 20 PGA Tour events for the entire year. Tiger Woods and Golf Digest talking about how Rolap, the new guy, the commissioner, thinks scarcity is the most important part about all of this thing. And, we wipe out the, this is painful. You know, the Hawaii stops.
Yes.
Wow. 20.
Yeah, I think we're. You know, I think everyone needs to brace themselves, to a relative degree to what is going to be, you know, real structural change. And I understand parts of it for sure. But I also, and I know that one of the main drivers of this is the fact that this business is not what it used to be. This used to be a 501c6 charity. It didn't mean that they didn't want to make money, and they made plenty. But they now have made a choice to go into business with private equity investors. And when you do that, you're giving up some control. And that control you're giving up is some of the things you kind of do for the cause. And it doesn't mean that charity can't still benefit in some of these communities. But I think there is going to be a significant scaling back of the total number of events played over the course of the year. I don't think it'll be reduced down to such a finite number of 20, but I do believe that when you look at what is going to be the subset of the PGA Tour, which will be the essentially the champion or the signature series, and then you couple that with the players, the playoff events, the four majors, it's going to be that, and then you're going to have what is going to be after Labor Day, which is going to be essentially kind of like 3 months of employment opportunities for those who are trying to break through that vortex into that subset of events. And until they do that, they're going to be cast aside to a degree, just fighting and scratching and clawing to get an opportunity, let alone, you know, copious opportunities in these best events.
Wow. Wow. You know, because at one point I thought I read that they were talking about just blowing out the signature events and focusing just on a finite number of tournaments, you know, 20 being the one that was printed. So, of course, that popped in my eyes going, 20? 20? Sure. Just 20? But these guys are going to make a ton of money.
They but, sure are. And what's interesting is, and you go back, and I know you've kicked this word around yourself and then with guests, you know, Brian Rolapp was, you know, bright people rarely use words unintentionally. And when he used the word scarcity at his press conference at the Tour Championship, you know, that alone signaled the beginning of what was going to be, you know, this road to contraction and contracting events away, including, like you said, Sony Open last year, the contract, Century. You know, it's weird how the condition of the golf course, you know, put them in a position to make the choice to postpone the event. And I think Century is probably going to look for another event on the calendar outside of Hawaii. And I think that the PGA Tour, pardon me, for all intents and purposes, is going to start somewhere on the West Coast, but somewhere either late in January or in early February.
Yeah. The Hawaii swing is out the door. And, you know, we've been talking about it, but it seems to be taking more of a reality. You know, it seems more real. It's 20 events scheduled, possibly starting after the Super Bowl. How would you like to be Harris English right now?
The man has never said anything controversial in his life. Who falls out of bed at Sea Island, walks before a microphone, and pretty much tells everybody the radical change that's coming. The last guy in the world that you would have predicted would have done it.
Yes, exactly. You know, so, okay. And then Tiger Woods. Long article. This is fan-based. We're trying to give the fans the best product we possibly can. And if we're able to give the fans the best product we can, I think we can make the players who have equity in the tour, we can give them more than that. So the financial windfall could be fantastic for everyone who's involved.
Yes. Yeah. And that, you know, he used the word, the second word of what is now what is driving their business. Private equity is driving the equity that they want to, you know, create for these players. Not that they already haven't, because they have, because these guys, based on their kind of their profile and their level of performance over the course of their careers up until this point, have already been vested. And now they're going to be vested with even more. And, you know, what I will say about you know, 20, the truth is that Tiger in his career never played 25 events. Jack, similarly, they were very particular. Their entire schedules were built around trying to build to that crescendo. Mm. What was April, June, July, August. Now it's April, May, June, and July, the four major championships. What I think, Danielle, is going to be interesting is, where are the gaps filled? Where are they filled? And then subsequently, Who fills them? What do those fields look like? How much do certain players who do have, you know, some draw power play? You know, it doesn't mean that you know, the best players in the world are now going to reduce their schedules to 15 events and play 15 of the 20. They're not. They're still going to play. You know, a lot of the best players play 25 events.
Mm-hmm.
Scottie Scheffler plays right around that number. What I'm interested in is, where are the gaps filled, who fills them, and then what does Labor Day to the end of the year look like? Because kind of the gravity of that portion of the calendar, I think, becomes almost like 3 months of Q school.
Yes.
Is what it is. Yes. Is that not only are you trying to keep a job, but you're trying to get a better job. And that better job is to break into that bubble where the best players exist in this ecosystem of less events.
Yeah, and I think one young man actually broke into the bubble most recently. I his name escapes me, but that's, you know, he won on an event which gave him access to the PGA Tour. So and that's what they're going to do. You know, they're going to, exactly what you said. I'm surprised that, you know, the number is 20, but you're adding a few in there. So you don't see it 20. You see it 20 of for the star power guys.
Yeah, there's no way. There's no way that the PGA Tour is going to go from 40 plus events to 20. That's not going to happen overnight. You have a number of sponsors that have contracts that, look, could they be bought out of those contracts? Absolutely. But I do believe that there are too many places that are there. You don't just eliminate stops that are potentially profitable. And here's one other wrinkle that I, for all the listeners to understand, is that the way the PGA Tour used to be structured is that the PGA Tour, they had the licensing over all of the events, and they associated their brand with John Deere Classic,
mm-hmm.
and with the RSM. What you're going to see, so the PGA Tour now has their own events management division called Pros Inc. And so they are now owning and also operating more events, which allows them efficiency and profitability as well. Like, for instance, the tour event in the market where I live, Charlotte, North Carolina, it went from the Wachovia to the Wells and then now Truist Championship. That event was managed by a local, you know, combination volunteer workforce,
yeah.
and then a staff that was paid. Those people are all gone. The PGA Tour now operates the Truist Championship. Truist writes the check. The tour manages the event. There's going to be more of that as well.
Wow. See, Sony used to be like that, where, you know, there were volunteers and there were paid staff. Yeah. Yeah. Wow.
That's going away.
So, yeah, that means a lot of people are also losing jobs that they were counting on for at least some backup money, you know?
Absolutely.
Yeah. This is big. And for us, it's huge because it generated not just two terrific fields of golfers and a great time for people to go down to whether it was the Sony or a Century on Maui. You know, it's like, okay, we're not going to go to Hawaii anymore because, you know, whatever.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I found his name.
I mean, think about all these tents. Think about, you know, and I'm not saying the John Deere Classic's going away, but Moline, Illinois, and the impact that it has on local communities as far as hotel stays and restaurants.
Yes.
And rental cars and all of those things that come with an infusion annually of millions of dollars back into local economies.
Yep, exactly. That's what we depend on. I mean, we decided to be, you know, a money kind of driven industry rather than pineapple and sugar cane and all the other things that we were growing and selling. So, you know, our tourism is our base. And if this starts edging out and people don't have the money anymore to travel, makes it really hard for a lot of communities. I have found the name of the young man. Congratulations to, I hope I'm pronouncing it right. I wanted to see it before I said it. Sammy Valamaki, who
yes.
Not, yes, right? He won his first PGA yes. Tour event, and he became the first PGA Tour winner from Finland at the RSM Classic.
Great story.
Yes.
Here's something that I think, and I'm not trying to, you know, paint just gloom and doom here. I think that the PGA Tour, one of the things I've advocated for years is it's, look, the most profitable part of their business is domestically, but they are the biggest tour, and I think that they should be more global. It doesn't mean that the biggest names have an obligation or a responsibility to travel around the world to play events outside of this country, but Sami Valimaki is an example of the positive impact that having alliances with other tours can have, because Sami Valimaki is only a winner of the RSM because he played well enough on the DP World Tour, which through this alliance now affords 10 cards to players based on performance on that tour to having membership the following year on the PGA Tour. And that's how he made his pathway to the PGA Tour. And you know, he's not the first to do it, and he's not going to be the last to do it. But those are, you know, those are types of things that I think that they need to examine and explore and green light more. And that includes co-sanctioning events where players, let's say you're of a lesser profile and you can't get into events here, but after Labor Day, let's say hypothetically you co-sanction the BMW PGA Championship at Wentworth. And there's a handful of PGA Tour players that played this past year. Billy Horschel's won the event twice. Michael Kim played in it this year. And Patrick Rogers played in it this year. If you can play well enough on events like that, and then at the end of the year you look at your number and you go, I'm close to breaking through. There's got to be more playing opportunities. If they're not going to be here, they need to be places elsewhere that these guys can go see the world, and their production is going to benefit them back here the following year.
So this is actually going to be really good for the DP World.
Yes, I believe that. Now, I understand, and I've talked to, you know, fans and people who played the DP World Tour, and they go, you know, great, so you play well, and then you leave. Look, the best players in Europe, and this is not to sound jingoistic and, hey, you know, we're better, eventually everybody comes here, but that's been the truth with very few exceptions for more than three decades. If you look at the best players who have represented Europe on the European Tour, very few of them have not become full-time members of the PGA Tour. And the ones who did it modestly, like Seve just never found comfort over here. So he tried it, didn't like it, wound up staying there. But you can go back and look at that line of demarcation, whether it is someone like Lee Westwood, and then subsequently Sergio Garcia, Ian Poulter, Graham McDowell, Paul Casey, all of them eventually played most of their golf here, and then they would go back, satisfy their minimum number to keep them eligible for the DP World Tour, DP World Tour Championship. And that's how Rory has won all of those Harry Barden trophies. It's not because he's playing the KLM Open. It's because he is playing exceptionally well in major championships and then in some other events that are co-sanctioned. And then he goes back over there and he plays in the Irish Open, and then he shows up for a couple playoff events. And it's like, okay, how did he do that? He did that because there are co-sanctioned opportunities beyond even just major championships. And I think that that has been very good for the DP World Tour.
Yes.
The best thing that's happened to them, Danielle, is that the PGA Tour has been subsidizing them basically since COVID, pardon me,
yep,
with a lot of the things that they need from an infrastructure standpoint, because they're not a very profitable business.
Wow, well, you know, you give some and you get some.
Well, exactly.
Yeah. Well, this is really something. Do you know, I always go back to this one thing. Gary Williams started playing golf when he was 6 years old. You were 6 years old when you started playing golf.
First club in my hand had a leather grip. That's how long ago it was.
Well, we don't need to. Leather grip sounds actually very nice, actually.
That was Jack. I mean, Jack was, I mean, and it was actually a McGregor iron. It was my dad's, and Jack was a McGregor guy. Yeah.
Wow.
McGregor iron, leather grip.
What do you say to parents with kids at six? Do you tell them to put them in the first tee program or something like that?
Yeah, no, it's interesting you say that. I just had lunch with the executive director of the first tee program here in Charlotte, which has 2,400 member participants, kids who start at the age of six. And, yeah, I think it's a wonderful entry point. It's not just about golf. It's about life lessons. The other thing that I would tell any parent whose kid has a curiosity about golf is don't lose the curiosity about all the other things. If golf becomes what it is that you love and you want to focus on that, great. But be an athlete, and that includes being a golfer, but do everything. And that's what I did, and then I eventually, kind of narrowed my focus. But, yeah, first tee is a great entry point, lack of intimidation. You're around other kids, short course, and like I said, you're getting infusion of other things at a young age beyond just, how to hold a club.
Yeah, like how to behave.
Yes.
Don't hit Tommy. but I love this. This is great. Seeing Tom Weisskopf shoot 63 in the opening round of the 1980 U.S. Open cemented golf in Gary Williams' mind as the most interesting pursuit at the highest level. That's beautiful.
It was, Danielle, it's interesting you bring that up because the story about that is that, I grew up in northern New Jersey, and 1980, the U.S. Open came back to Baltusrol. Jack had won it there in 1967. I'd recommend anybody go and Google or YouTube his one iron in the 1967 U.S. Open. You talk about ball speed and swing speed. It was actually his third shot to the par 5 18th. He kind of topped his second. But anyway, we go to that, and I am 13 years old, and my dad said, "Who do you want to follow?" And who do you think? I said, "Jack." And he said, "Gary, you're not going to see anything." And I said, "Okay." And he said, "I'll pick a group." He picked Lanny Watkins, who had won the 1977 PGA, who was a young star. Tom Weisskopf, who was a major champion, who was still, a prominent figure. And the guy who had won the Masters the last spring, Fuzzy Zeller.
Wow.
Who just passed away. So yeah. I followed Lanny Watkins, Fuzzy Zeller, and Tom Weisskopf. And Tom shot 63. And coincidentally, I went to the 1984 U.S. Open at Wingfoot, just over the border in New York and Westchester County. Fuzzy Zeller won the 1984 U.S. Open at Wingfoot in that playoff over Greg Norman. So Fuzzy passed away on Thanksgiving Day. But Weisskopf, and seeing that round, I saw Tom Watson make a hole-in-one on the fourth hole at Baltusrol on the lower course. I saw Ben Crenshaw, who was my favorite. For the first time, I saw Seve in person. And by the way, Jack was three groups behind Weisskopf, and so you could see his giant gallery, a couple holes behind. Jack missed a three-footer for 62 that same day, settled for 63.
Wow. God, they were gods.
Yes.
Thank you so much, Gary Williams. It's so much fun talking with you. Thank you for being inside the clubhouse with me.
Danielle, happy holidays. Best to all of your listeners. Enjoy your weekend of golf. I look forward to many conversations in 2026.
Thank you. Aloha. We're going to come back right after this. My name is Danielle Tucker, and coming up, Chad Dusenberry, Poipu Bay Golf Course, head golf professional. Aloha.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to the Golf Club.
PGA Junior League is a fun team golf experience for kids that the entire family can enjoy.
Boys and girls learn the game from PGA and LPGA professionals and have a great time with friends.
Find your team and get ready for a fun and exciting PGA Junior League season.
And want to see you out playing in your jersey and having fun. Visit PGAJuniorLeague.com.
Hey, it is Aloha Power's Black Friday week-long sale. Yes, it's Aloha Power's Black Friday week-long celebration. I'm no longer whispering. It's Aloha Power's Black Friday week-long celebration. Work smarter, faster, easier. With our riding and walking mowers, our chainsaws will help you, the whackers, and the more. Yeah, a whole lot more. It's all on sale. Maruyama is on sale, 25% off. Get yours today at Aloha Power Equipment. Open Monday through Saturday. Ivile, next to the Costco gas station, and in Waipahu.
What's a great way to shape up your golf? Polish your swing at the Newtown Golf Driving Range, located in Iaea. Stop by to warm up before your round, or wind down after work and hit a few balls. Enjoy great food from our popular Newtown Cafe, and check out the Asau Golf Shop for the most up-to-date golf equipment and club repairs. The Newtown Driving Range, operated by the Casey Nakama Golf Group. Good golf, good food, and good fun. What does your company sell? Do you provide a service, fill a need, sell insurance or real estate, or that must-have new car? Become a sponsor of Danielle Tucker's The Golf Club Radio Show. We reach a pure target audience of business owners. Let us help you. We have affordable rates, and it's easy to do. Just email rick@radiogolfclub.com or call Rick at 808-220-1000. Reach the people like you who are too busy running their business. That's Rick at radiogolfclub.com or call 808-220-1000.
Ah, here's the local rules sign. Keep it in the fairway. It speeds up play. Now, back to Danielle Tucker.
Listen to this, okay? Poipube Golf Courses, Chad Dusenberry and Nick Behuth fired a final round 66 on Sunday to win the 2024 Pro Championship by one stroke at the Ocean Course at Oakwalla. The championship presented by Golf Concepts. Congratulations one more time. Chad Dusenberry, welcome into the clubhouse.
Hey, good morning, Danielle. Thank you.
Yes, good morning. Chad Dusenberry is the head golf professional, Poipube Golf Course. Let's brag a little bit about Poipube Golf Course, designed by the one and only Robert Trent Jones, too.
Well, first off, I'm just looking out of my office right now and watching this beautiful sunrise. So what a great start to my day, and obviously being on the show. But Poipube, we've been doing a lot of improvements over the last few years. We did some course improvements, and this year we actually started doing some improvements in the clubhouse.
Wow, like what kind of course improvements?
So in the past years, we worked on our irrigation to replace that. Last year, we worked on our bunkers. And this year, we did a complete facelift of the golf pro shop.
Wow. Wow. That's a big move. Now, can I ask you, you know, it's been drought, Hawaii Island, Maui, much of Oahu. How about Kauai? How are you folks doing with the lack of rainfall, if that's the case?
You know, yeah, surprising for us, you know, Kauai is a garden island for a reason.
Yeah.
We get daily morning showers.
Oh.
So it really helps us to maintain, you know, the conditions of the golf course. So, and with our new irrigation system, we're able to manage our water a lot better.
Oh, you know, just because I wish for these things, maybe the Century will go over to Poipube to have their championship.
Well, we wouldn't want to take anything away from Kapalua.
No, of course
not. If they were looking for another opportunity, I'd have to say we'd be happy to have it.
Yes. I mean, you know, keep it in the family. And we're a family of islands. You know, until the grass can come back on Maui, it's just really, really, really difficult. What was special about Robert Trent Jones, the second?
Well, for him, I guess, you know, that his designs and how he designed the golf course with the landscape that he had here, it kind of, I think his idea was to use the natural, you know, contours of the land that we have here. Kind of more like a link style golf course,
right on.
And to have a vision of what the property was like prior to him, even developing the golf course. I remember growing up here, this was just, you know, full of trees, not really much going on. Looked pretty desolate, and for him to have an idea to build a golf course here, it's pretty special.
Wow, that's a cool memory, you know, knowing what was and what became, some sort of more the sophistication of the forest.
Exactly. To have a vision, I mean, these guys, you know, what they do, it's pretty amazing that they can see these things before and transform it. You know, for me, it's a little tougher. I mean, you can see it on paper, but when they actually materialize, it's pretty amazing what they can do.
Yeah, you know, a lot of people are intimidated by, like, you know, a big golf course designer, and then, you know, the links style. They don't necessarily understand what that means. They're just new to the game, and they just.
Right.
Do you have equipment folks can use when they travel to Maui? They don't want to drag their clubs and everything else around with them. You know, the kids, the baggage, and everything. So while they're on the course, can they use equipment from your now redone clubhouse or pro shop, rather?
Yeah. Actually, another thing that we did is we just bought a brand new fleet of golf carts. So we've got GPS on the golf carts. Our equipment that we rent out is all Titleist.
Oh, fine.
So we've got great rental equipment for people to use, junior sets available. And, yeah, we've got, you know, we invested a lot to give them the experience and having the quality products for any visitors if they're traveling without, you know, any equipment.
Yeah, yeah. That and you know, about people who aren't not familiar with the course and kind of feel like lost, do you have folks on you know, on standby that might be able to, or maybe a day ahead, you probably have to schedule something like this, to go out with them? You just have somebody who knows the golf course and can give them some tips as they're playing along? Are there people who do?
Yeah, we've got, I've got two great assistant golf professionals, Jason Behut and Jacob Viquelia, and also myself, you know, if need be, I'll get in there and we'll do some playing lessons. But we've got some great programs. We've got a shorter version, you know, maybe for the beginner, just kind of looking to get their way out there and a little intimidated to play the golf course by themselves.
Uh-huh.
We have a three-hole playing lesson, and we also have a nine-hole option.
Nice. That's great. So you do have somebody who can say, well, I see your hand right here.
Yeah,
it seems corny. Sometimes I can grab a club and just grab the club, and sometimes if I think I'm out of my league, I'm more nervous. I make mistakes when I'm nervous, and so I want somebody to be there to put their hand on my shoulder and go, "Calm down. Here you go. This is how it's done. It's okay. You're fine."
Right, and I think a lot of people get fearful. You know, when they first start off, they don't know the etiquette, and I don't think people have, when they first start playing golf, they don't have the concept of time when they're on a golf course. So we kind of help them along to make sure that the pace of play is maintained, and you know, etiquette, if you learn the proper way, I think it's more enjoyable for them, but also the people that's playing behind them and around them.
Oh, sure. Absolutely. And as you said, you start forgetting. You're so involved in what you're doing that you forget that time is ticking away and somebody's behind you, you know.
Right, 20 minutes later, 10 shots later.
I'm not laughing because this is funny. I'm laughing at myself because it was tragic. I turned around and I looked, and they're standing there with their hands on their hips.
Right. Yeah. I think we're all familiar with that pose. When you look back and you see that, it's an indication that maybe you're playing a little slow.
Move along, little girl. Move along.
Right. That's golf sign language.
Not so subtle, by the way. Yes. So
right.
you get the message right away. So when you did the pro shop refresh, did you have to clean out the whole place and start over, or did you just what did you do?
Yeah, it was pretty well planned out. We hired a Procraft Heritage Creations to come up with the plan, and we scheduled it right around aerification so that minimized the downtime that we had.
Far out.
And it took us about 7 days. We had a partial pro shop where they built in the counter first, and we just had a small section to check in people and have some selected merchandise. But yeah, it was a complete refresh. So demolition, coming in, changing the wall fixtures and the new designs with the floor fixtures and lighting. So everything that they put in there, they did such a great job. So now we can display, you know, the merchandise in a better light.
Right on.
And we added wood floors, which really kind of enhanced the golf shop and kind of gave it a, you know, a little bit more elegance and class.
Yeah, wood does that. You know, there's, it's really, it's amazing. So I know I've got to let you go, but for sun avoidance, you know, a lot of folks, and the sun is really penetrating much more so than, let's say, 20 years ago. What time of day do you suggest people go out in the morning or the afternoon to stay as cool as possible?
Definitely. I think for most, 7 to 8 o'clock is kind of the best time. You know, you're coming in right before it starts getting hot.
Okay.
I like the afternoon play, too, sometimes. You know, if you go out there even, you know, at 3:30, it starts to cool down a little bit. But definitely the midday time, I think we see a little less activity because of that.
Yeah, except for those warriors.
Yeah, it doesn't matter, right?
Yeah, right. Well, I know I got to let you go. It's been so much fun talking with you. Chad Dusenberry, head golf professional, Poi Pu Bay Golf Course. I look forward to our next time together. Thank you.
Have a great day. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Aloha. We're coming back, and of course, we've got a fabulous guest on for you, and he's in Lanikai, one of the most amazing views. After this, my name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
When Sears opened here more than 60 years ago, who made all their signs? The Honolulu Sign Company, to 1724 Hart Street off Waikamila Road on the Everside. They do building marquees, letter signs and lighted signs, parking and tow signs of every kind, OSHA compliant signs, custom signs of all types. Call 847-4047. Licensed and insured Honolulu Sign, serving Hawaii since 1939, where quality and service have not been forgotten. Call 847-4047 now.
Hey, do you know that if something breaks like your toaster? Well, I don't know that a toaster, maybe not. But who do you call when your home appliance isn't working? Yeah, Pacific Repair Services. They can fix your home appliances. They're at 540 Lagoon Drive across from JN Motors. PRS. They do repairs, maintenance, and sales. You can call them at 808-736-4080. 808-736-4080. Or you can find them on the web at prscares.com, like they care. C-A-R-E-S. prscares.com. We fix, we maintain, and we sell refrigerators, stoves, microwaves, dishwashers at fabulous prices. You can rely on Pacific Repair Services because your home appliances, they must work. They have to work. And by the way, today we have a prize from PRS. Yes. PRS, Pacific Repair Services, appliance giveaway. A Whirlpool 1.6 cubic foot microwave, and it's going to go to the ninth caller to call in, okay? You must be an Oahu resident, 21 years or older, and have a valid Hawaii driver's license or military ID, because when you pick up your prize, you've got to show them who you are, okay? So that's it. That's the ninth caller, and you win a Whirlpool 1.6 cubic foot microwave. We'll be back after this.
Poi Pu Bay on Kauai's South Shore. Share our home with need a gift for that special someone? Tired of giving fruit baskets you know are getting recycled? Give a Poi Pu Bay golf gift certificate. Whether it's a birthday, business, or anniversary, here's the one gift that is always the right size and the perfect date. Just give us a call and it will be waiting for you to pick up or mail to your office. There may even be time to sneak in a nine. Call us for the perfect gift, where great golf is played every day at Poi Pu Bay on the Garden Isle.
Hey, Mark Rolfing here. The First Tee Hawaii is a nonprofit organization that helps kids build character, confidence, and life skills through golf. And we need volunteers like you to coach our next generation of golfers. No matter your skill level, our free coach training gives you tools to mentor kids. We have locations on all the islands, and enrollment is open now for our Level 1 Coach Certification. Call 808-500-1515.
Okay, I messed up. The Golf Club. Yes, this is who we are. Pacific Repair Services Appliance Giveaway is what we're doing for a Whirlpool 1.6 cubic foot microwave. And now I get to tell you what number to call. 808-545-1111. 808-545-1111. We'll be back.
Off a tree, hit a rock, and bounce next to the pin. That's my kind of golf. Now, back to Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club.
Let's go over to the windward side. If you travel across the Pali or the Like Like or the H3 for that matter, if you travel across the Ko'olau Range and all of a sudden you go, oh, how beautiful and green everything is. Yes, because it rains more on the windward side. It's gorgeous. And then you go all the way down into Kailua Town and you make a right turn and you go along the ocean. You go, oh, it's so blue against the beautiful green. Have you done the drive in a while? It's absolutely spectacular. And you can stop and, you know, stop at the beach. Or if you're really, 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 really lucky, you have a membership at the Mid-Pacific Country Club, and that's your destination. Ron Haas is the general manager, COO, Mid-Pacific Country Club. He has traveled from Austria to Hawaii, to the U.S. mainland, and back to Hawaii. He comes from, I have to ask him if I'm saying it right. He was the general manager at Moraga Country Club, where he was general manager and COO. Before that, he was general manager Carmel Valley Athletic Club, considered Monterey Peninsula's finest athletic clubs. But you probably, well, maybe you saw him at the Sheraton or the Hilton or the Hyatt, where he was the restaurant general manager from 90 to 97. Let's bring him into the clubhouse. Ron Haas, general manager, COO, Mid-Pacific Country Club. Welcome into the clubhouse.
Good morning, Danielle. Good morning. Good morning. Yes, it's a beautiful time here, beautiful place here at Mid-Pacific Country Club at the Lanikai place here.
Yes.
And by the way, you make me sound old here with all these things you mentioned about being a Sheraton in the 90s.
I'm sorry.
No, it's okay. By the way, I'm on the ninth caller to win my microwave there from Pacific Repair Service.
Good try. I was about to say, yes, you're the...
all good.
We'll give you another...
Always great to talk to you in the morning here, Danielle.
We'll give you another try next time. So what is special about being in Hawaii versus all those other joints you were at?
You know, I get this question all the time. And to tell you the truth, every place has its own charm.
Yeah.
You know, being from Austria, actually originalist, but born in Bermuda. So I'm an island boy originally.
Wow.
But both my parents are from Austria. So I moved here in 89, as you just said, and I worked for Sheraton, Hilton, Hyatt. And I married a local girl from the Big Island, from Lapa'ohoi. So basically Hawaii became my second home or my primary home, you know, and... as everybody knows, cost of living in Hawaii is high, so we moved to the mainland of Scottsdale, and I was there for 10 years working at Desert Mountain, and then went to Vegas, and then went to California, so got the local girl back closer to Hawaii, and been back now for a little over four years now.
Wonderful. And I love your story, because I think a lot of people go through that same transition. It go away because it is expensive, and then they've find a way to come home, and they stay home as much
right.
as possible.
Hawaii always calls you back, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm sure Austria. How often do you get a chance to go home to Austria?
Well, my mom is still there, so I'm originally from Vienna, Austria, so from the capital there. And,
wow.
You know, when you live there, again, you take things for granted, like same thing living in Hawaii, you know, but as soon as you move away, then you really experience what you miss and stuff. So every place has its own charm. I go back to see my mom Not lately more so because he's older, but right. Normally I used to go like every few years here and there. But yeah, it's always good to visit.
In Vienna, how did you get into golf? Did you get into golf in Vienna?
You know, even when I was here in Hawaii, you know, working for the hotels, I knew about golf because Hawaii is about golf. I never knew about private country clubs, you know, until I moved to Scottsdale. And again, Scottsdale, as you can imagine, is one of the golf meccas in the country.
Uh-huh.
And I had a guy come up to me, a friend of a family headhunter, and said, hey, you know, do you think about working at a private club? And I said, I have no clue what you're talking about. So I said, oh, just go up the desert mountain and see what they're about, you know. And at that point, we had three golf courses. And I went there and opened three of the six at that time. Now there are seven.
Wow.
You know, Apache, Chiricahua, and Outlaw. So it was great to be there and great to see that and great to be involved with Jack Nicklaus in regards to building all those golf courses.
Whew, gosh, that is an amazing experience. Coming back to Hawaii or returning to the islands and then just having one golf course, do you feel like you should build more?
You know, not really. I mean, first of all, I came back to the island because of this job over here, and especially Lanikai. And Lanikai is such a special place. You know, you mentioned about coming from the other side, driving through the tunnel, and we all know when you drive through the tunnel, come on the other side, you hear the angels sing.
Yes.
And, you know, I'm spoiled, not spoiled, because I don't drive through the tunnel because I live right next door on the 18th fairway here at the golf club, you know, so I spent basically majority of my time here in Lanikai, you know, so, but no, I came back here because of the golf course, the location, and, you know, you think about 18 holes is easy. But our members play a lot of golf. They love golf here. I have members who play, you know, sometimes even five times a week.
Wow.
You know, so they enjoy the game. Plus, you know, this course is great to walk, especially the front nine. So I have almost half of our members walk the golf course, which is, again, great. It's sort of like a healthy, it's a healthy lifestyle. And we all know people who play golf live longer.
This is true. I mean, actually, the walking makes a big difference. You're outside. You're breathing deeper. It's huge,
and you get your steps in.
Yes, and you're swinging. You know, there's movement in the shoulders, not just in the hips, and so it's really, really important. Now, how does one become a member of Mid Pacific Country Club?
Again, just first of all, you have to know a member to be referred to, but as we all know, Hawaii, everybody knows somebody. So just call us up and we'll help you and get you connected to the membership. But basically, you know, just come over here, knock on the door or call us, and we'd love to give you a tour. And actually, talk about membership. You know, we're doing a special program right now. As you know, it's the 250th anniversary for the Army, Navy, and Marine. And we're doing a big appreciation promotion where any active or retired veterans come to the club. You know, we're offering a $250 initiation fee.
Wow.
To give back to the military. Because, again, living on this side, you have the Marine book base right next door. So it's just a way. We all know a lot of people retire to Hawaii, too. So. And what better way when you're retired or if you're even active, you know, come over here, hang out with our members, you know, and play golf, go to the pool, do some fitness classes, great dining here, great activities. You know, we just had yesterday our tree lighting ceremony. We had over 150 people come to it.
Wow.
We had a turkey trot on Thanksgiving. We had 500 people just go on the back nine, just walking, running, taking the kids, take the dogs, you know. So we have a lot of fun here at Mid-Pacific Country Club.
It sounds like fun. I want to join. You know? Now, for somebody who was listening with one ear, it's the 250th Army, Navy, Marine birthday. And,
correct.
And you've got a special for active or retired in the Army, Navy, or Marines. And so, tell us more. Say it again.
So basically, if you're, again, active or veteran, you know, as long as you show your ID, you know, come in over here. Normally, a social membership is about $2,000 for initiation, and for golf, it's $10,000 initiation. We basically are reducing it to $250 for the anniversary to give back to, like I said, to the military. So.
Wow.
Doesn't matter if it's social or proprietary, you know, that's the initiation fee. And again, the great way to get involved at the club here, meet people.
Yeah.
A small little way to say thank you.
Oh, that's beautiful. It's a beautiful way to say thank you. I thank you, and I thank all the folks at Mid-Pacific Country Club for having that thought and moving it through. Thank you very much. Ron Haas, whenever I drive to my sister's place, I'm always thinking right across the little ravine right there. There you are, Mid-Pacific Country Club. There's Ron, busy, busy man. Thank you.
Yeah, and actually we have our 100th anniversary coming up next year. So 2026, 100-year Mid-Pacific Country Club.
100 years?
Yep.
Oh, it's a Seth Rayner design. Of course, it was 1926.
Correct.
Wow. Yeah. Wow. So is it difficult keeping that Seth Rayner design in place? Or, I mean, I wouldn't think so.
So the good thing is 100 years is long. A lot of things happen in 100 years. But we have a guy come out from the Seth Rayner Society, and he took a drive out and basically acknowledged that the original plan is still in existence here, the layout, except the two holes, as you know, went over the canal.
Yeah.
It's not there anymore, but the rest of the holes are still the same layout as the original plans were.
So everything is copacetic with the Seth Rayner Society.
Correct, correct. They're very happy to see it, and actually it was the first time the head person came out and really enjoyed being here, and it was very happy to see what we did here.
That is great. That is fantastic, and I thank you so much, because there's nothing better than knowing that in 1926... a man as great as Seth Rayner sat down and did a design, and it still is today. It's fantastic. Thank you very much. Thank you to the membership, and I look forward to talking to you or seeing you in the not too distant future.
April.
Yeah,
you're coming over to the Mid Pacific Open coming up in my office, right?
Yes. I take over his office.
Oh, I love it. I mean, we sit right there and talk story and overlooking the fairways and the cold out.
Yes.
What better thing can you have?
Oh, it doesn't get any better than that. Don't forget the mokus. What are they? The mokes?
Mokuluas, yeah.
Okay.
Looking forward to see Rick soon, too, again, too.
Yeah, he'll be there. Yeah, he'll be pushing me around.
All good.
Oh, yeah. Thank you, Ron. Aloha.
Danielle, thank you. Have a good weekend. Happy holidays.
Thank you. Happy holidays to you, too. We're coming back after this. My name is Danielle Tucker, and his name is Claude Brousseau, PGA Master, Director of Player Development, Wailea Golf Academy at Wailea Golf Club on Maui. My name is Danielle Tucker, and this is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to the Golf Club.
I'm Colin Morikawa, 2020 PGA Champion. In every golf journey, some goals can feel like an uphill climb, even intimidating, especially if you're on your own. But in the game of golf, helping hands are all around us. Whether you dream of a championship or you're just trying to make golf your thing, PGA coaches have industry-leading knowledge, guidance, and support to help you take the next step. Just like my PGA coach, Rick Sessinghaus, has always done for me. Wherever your golf journey is headed, a PGA coach can get you there. Find your PGA coach at pga.com/coach.
Who do you call when your home appliance isn't working? Pacific Repair Services. Pacific Repair Services, located at 540 Lagoon Drive across from JN Motors. PRS does repairs, maintenance, and sales. Call us at 808-736-4080 or find us on the web at prscares.com. We fix, maintain, and sell refrigerators, stoves, microwaves, and dishwashers at fabulous prices. Rely on Pacific Repair Services, because your home appliances have to work. It's Aloha Power's Landscape Super Sale, featuring riding mowers from homeowners to landscapers. Warranties and delivery available. We take trade-in mowers. Weed it, whack it, mow it, blow it. Mowers, blowers, trimmers, generators, chainsaws. You want them? We got them today. Aloha Power Equipment, Evilay, next to Costco gas station and in Waipahu.
Aloha.
And we ship off island.
Power Equipment.
Aloha Power Equipment. We put power at your fingertips. What's a great way to shape up your golf? Polish your swing at the Newtown Golf Driving Range, located in Iaea. Stop by to warm up before your round, or wind down after work and hit a few balls. Enjoy great food from our popular Newtown Cafe and check out the Asau Golf Shop for the most up-to-date golf equipment and club repairs. The Newtown Driving Range, operated by the Casey Nakama Golf Group. Good golf, good food, and good fun.
Man, I thought that was in the cup. It bounced out. I've been robbed. Now, back to the clubhouse with Danielle Tucker.
I have a couple of important announcements to make. Number one is we have a winner of the for the Whirlpool 1.6 cubic foot microwave given to you by Pacific Repair Services, our appliance giveaway through the Golf Club radio show. And congratulations, Cassandra Bridgman of Kapahulu. This is awesome. She's on her way to work. We have to call her later. Okay. Yeah, I'm so excited. We got our ninth caller and it was busy, busy, busy. And thank you, Nani, for answering the phone. That Whirlpool 1.6 cubic foot microwave from Pacific Repair Services goes to Cassandra. Thank you. And my other big announcement, a happy Aloha Friday from Pate Clarkson. Okay. In 2023, the island of Maui and the state of Hawaii were forever changed. The largest natural disaster in state history, tragically, left thousands of residents temporarily homeless, including employees of Ka'anapali golf courses, destroyed businesses, and much of the historic town of Lahaina. 2 years later, Ka'anapali Golf Courses has been named the Indigo Sports Facility of the Year West Region. The award represents a tremendous comeback, not only for Ka'anapali, but also for Ka'anapali Beach Resort Association, West Maui Community, and Troon Hawaii. A news release and images attached for your use. And thank you, Pate, for letting me know about that. Awesome, awesome, awesome to work so hard to get it all back together again is really a wonderful thing. And now, is Claude Brousseau standing by? Yes, Claude Brousseau is standing by. He's such a wonderful person. He's coming in a few minutes early. And Claude Brousseau is a PGA Master Director of Player Development. He is Wailea Golf Academy at Wailea Golf Club on Maui. He's also author of Realize Your Golfing Potential, Unlock the Secrets of a Proficient Short Game. He's a Vision 54 coach. He's Aimpoint certified. And let's bring him right on into the clubhouse. Claude Brousseau, welcome.
Aloha, Danielle. Thank you very much for having me as a guest.
Oh, it's always my pleasure. And, you know, I was looking at PGA Master. What does that mean? What is a PGA Master?
Very good question, Danielle. So PGA Master is the highest level that you can achieve with the PGA of America, and you're studying to be a better professional. So basically, you start in the PGA program as an apprentice, then you go through some, you know, works, book work and experience. Then after that, you become a PGA Class A. And then after that, you can pursue different career paths. I choose teaching and coaching. Then you get certified. Then after that, you have to be at least for 10 years practicing the profession of PGA professional before you can get into the master program.
Wow.
So the master program, to give you an idea, since the beginning of the PGA of America and the master program, I'm master number 369 out of over 31,000 members of the PGA of America. So right now in the PGA and different master, PGA Master, we're about, I will say, around 450 out of 31,000. So you have to, it's pretty extensive. You have to produce like a thesis. Then you present that to a panel of five PGA Master, and then you defend how, or you explain how you teach and your philosophy and your practices, your best practices. And then you give a lesson live. they pick somebody randomly, but obviously they call them in advance, and they put a player in front of you, and then you have to give them a lesson. Then after that, they kind of ask you a question, and you become a PGA master.
Wow. Yeah, wow. It's harder it's harder than going to college.
Yes, it's kind of going to, through a master degree in college.
Yes, it is. Yeah, there's a lot of work to be done and some serious understanding of the human body. And how it works in addition to all kinds of stuff. PJ Master, you are a Golf Digest instructor. So what is a Golf Digest instructor? What do you do for the Golf Digest?
Well, for Golf Digest, so basically you have to go through a program again. They test you on how you teach and what are your skills. And then for them, you can be, if they ask you after that, you can write some articles for them or be a collaborator when they need to do. Sometimes Golf Digest are doing golf school around the country. So the fact that you are certified will help them to select you to do some.
Fantastic. So you're a Golf Digest instructor, a V1 Sport coach ambassador, and talent contributor. What's V1 Sport?
Yeah. This is great. So V1 Sport is an app for the golfer all over the world that they can use to keep in touch with their coach. So basically, the app is free. You just download V1 Golf, and then you will select a coach, like you can select Claude, and then we do virtual coaching with that. So that means that anywhere in the world you are, you can send me your video. In fact, I was analyzing two just before I was, getting ready for the show. Then the golfer send the video to a coach, and then I will analyze it with voiceover, return to them. So V1 is also a platform for coaches that can use when, let's say, you come here on the tee at Wadia Academy and I'm giving you a lesson. Everybody goes home with a video with the voiceover. You draw a line, and it's so V1 is a very, very good tool for the coaches because it helps you to keep in touch with your golfers.
Yeah.
Then in the app, the golfers can look at models. They can also look at drills. Let's say, like, I produce, like, 100 videos for V1. Many of those drills or exercise are available in the app.
Fantastic.
So it's cool.
And it's free, the V1 app.
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah. Then, of course, there is an upgrade if you want more stuff, but the base one for all everything I just said is free.
That's wonderful. That's a lot. Sports Illustrated talent contributor.
Yes, so it's I develop a good relation with the people at the Sports Illustrated. So when they need content, they will call me and say, Claude, could you do videos for us? So it was so interesting. A few years back, I did quite a few videos. They even hire a songwriter, music, and they created the music. If you go on Sports Illustrated or you go on to website, you Google Claude Brousseau, you could see them. So they had Hawaiian music as an introduction, and I did video for them on different aspects of the game. In last November, they called me and asked me if I could analyze Scheffler foot action.
Wow.
So I was in published in the Sports Illustrated hard copy and also on their website about what Scheffler foot
works
like.
What his footwork is.
Yeah.
Yes.
So I call it some. I started this way, Daniel. It says, somebody will call that Scheffler shuffling, with his feet. And I said, I call that dance of a champion.
Dance. You have such a good, way of putting things. That's a dance of a champion. That's nice. I like that very, very much. This is, we hear so much about AI. Sports mm-hmm. Box AI certified. What's Sports yes. Box AI? I'm so ignorant.
So Sports Box AI is another device, or I will say app, that the coach can use to keep in touch with their golfers as well. So the golfer can send us video. But this is very advanced in the sense that, let's say you come here and have a session with me. I will put you on video. In one video, the app will produce a 3D avatar of your swing. And then now we can measure many, many data. It used to be we need to put wire on people, and you know it was more complicated, mm-hmm. or you have to kind of get in the suit almost. But with this Sports Box AI, one video create immediately an avatar of your swing, and then we can measure as an example. Let's say golfers sometimes they sway. Sway means that the pelvis bone is moving, let's say, laterally. And then with this, we can measure how much sway you have in your pelvis, how much sway you have in your upper body. So you get many data. Then you can establish a training program with that. Say, okay, you can put a guideline, I will say, and then when you practice at home, you listener and golfer can have a feedback if they're outside of the range or not.
And how do I just download Sportsbox AI?
Yes.
Wow.
Yes,
and then exactly. How do I get in touch with you to you know, work with me on sports? Hi, Claude, I got Sportsbox. What can I do?
But you will send me your video in similar to V1.
Yeah.
I will look at it, and then I will give some exercise, make some comment, and make some recommendation.
KORLYNI, Honolulu. Now, how do we reach you? Where do we, you know, is there a
yes.
phone number?
Yes.
What do you want?
Yes, the best way to reach me is, the phone number is 808-856-9458. You can also go to waliagolf.com. Then you click book a lesson, or there is a tab at the top, Academy. So you can either call me 808-856-9458, or you go waliagolf.com and you click on the tab Academy, or right on the opening page, you got book a lesson.
Excellent. Okay, I'm not finished because there's more, folks. You know, aim point level. Okay, aim point. You're level 3 certified instructor. Aim point level 3 certified instructor. Is that somebody who's like on the tour? And a level 3?
No, Daniel. Oh. It's kind of a, like any certification, I will say, you get different levels. So so the most you can have is level 4, and then I'm level 3. So that means I got more knowledge and more experience than somebody who is aim point level 1, let's see.
Right,
but
gotcha.
We're talking just quick about aim point because I know there is some controversy about aim point and all that.
Okay.
But it's pretty interesting to see. They just sent us, you know, the people who are certified, some data on aim point, you know. And let me just... So basically,
yeah.
Number one, if we look at the 25 PGA Tour stats, okay, so a partial list of the 20-25 putting category where an aim point player is ranked number 1. Okay, stroke gain in putting, number 1. Total putting, number 1. Putts per round, number 1. Birdies or better conversion percentage, number 1. Putting average, number 1. One putt percentage, number 1. And I can go on and on. It's just when people say aim point, there is no proof that it's working.
Okay.
But, okay, this is proof that it's working.
Right, exactly. Well, you know, everybody likes to take down somebody. Aim Point was the thing to do. And then all of a sudden it was like, boo hoo, it isn't anymore. You know, if it works for you, then just keep doing it.
Exactly. Yeah. And if it doesn't, guess what? Just don't use it.
Yeah. Yeah. You don't have to tear them down. This is, and here's my, I saved the best for last, but then again, it was the last thing here, but it is the best. Vision 54 authorized coach. Vision 54, tell us about Vision 54.
Yeah, Vision 54, in fact, it's coaching the human being that is playing golf. So what I mean by that is, instead of coaching people only on the mechanics of the swing, we help them to look at the game from a different perspective. As an example, it will help you to be working on your tempo. So how do you work on your tempo? But you can do a swing, you know, where you count 1, 2, 3, and then you can do a swing that you go faster, and then you do one that go slower. Then we help them to make better decisions. We help them to manage their emotion when they play. So they have a formula for reality of golf that we call PTMS. So P for physical, T for technical, M for mental, E like for emotional, S for spirit of the game. And the other S is social, because you have to learn how to play with people. So it's an approach that is more helping people to manage everything else than their technique to perform better on the golf course.
And exactly who came up with Vision 54?
That's two ladies that are the best two ladies coach, some of the best in the world. So it's Pia Nielsen and Lynn Marriott. They are based in Arizona, and they do some virtual coaching as well. So if you go vision54.com, you will have all the information regarding what they do to help players of all level.
Yeah, they're truly amazing what they came up with.
Oh, yes,
and,
they are.
And,
oh, yes,
and
they are.
For you to be an authorized coach, that's really very cool. So I had to do this because, you know, every time I look at all the different things, but I don't know, like, I didn't know what Sportsbox AI or what Sports Illustrated, I didn't know that I could get an app and download it and be in touch with you. And I mean, this is awesome. And to reach Claude, the number is 808-856-9458.
That's correct.
Okay, so nice and easy. And you can always go online. What was the connector that we can go online?
You go WelliaGolf.com.
Excellent. And on that tab, we'll see
yes.
You, right?
And then if people forget, go Google and just type Claude Brusseau, and then you will have quite a lot of information on me on there.
That's perfection, if you ask me. Well, one more time, thank you so much. And I have all these notes you sent me. We're going to do that next time.
That sounds good, Danielle.
Okay.
Thank you so much, and happy holiday season to you, your family, and your listener.
Thank you very much. And I'll be here. And happy holiday season. Happy Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. And let's talk before the new year. Thank you, Claude.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
Aloha. Aloha. We're going to come back right after this. His name is Larry Bausch. Tour Backspin. How important is the history in this game? Yeah. After this, my name is Danielle Tucker, and this is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
PGA Junior League is a fun team golf experience for kids that the entire family can enjoy.
Boys and girls learn the game from PGA and LPGA professionals and have a great time with friends.
Find your team and get ready for a fun and exciting PGA Junior League season.
And want to see you out playing in your jersey and having fun. Visit PGAJuniorLeague.com.
What does your company sell? Do you provide a service, fill a need, sell insurance or real estate, or that must-have new car? Become a sponsor of Danielle Tucker's The Golf Club Radio Show. We reach a pure target audience of business owners. Let us help you. We have affordable rates and it's easy to do. Just email rick@radiogolfclub.com or call Rick at 808-220-1000. Reach the people like you who are too busy running their business. That's rick@radiogolfclub.com or call 808-220-1000.
I'm 9 now, but when I was 8, I do things I wasn't supposed to.
You don't talk when people are putting.
Always repair the ball mark.
You keep your own score, so you have to know how to act.
And you gotta tell the truth.
Put a golf club in kids' hands and watch them grow.
If you do certain things that you're not supposed to, you get a shot added to your score. You don't want to do those things.
The First Tee teaches kids values that will impact their communities and the rest of their lives.
If it wasn't for golf, I'd be like my friends, a couch potato.
Visit thefirsttee.org to learn more.
Hoipu Bay on Kauai's South Shore has reopened to rave reviews. Come play our newly renovated greens. Bring the family, invite some friends. When you stand on that tee box, see that view, you'll know why Hoipu Bay makes any day special. Come, join the aloha at Hoipu Bay, where golf is played. Call 808-742-8711. Your tee time is waiting.
Off a tree, hit a rock, and bounce next to the pin. That's my kind of golf. Now, back to Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club.
You know, I wanted to talk with Claude about Wailea's beautiful golf courses. The golf courses at Wailea, all designed by Robert Trent Jones II. The Emerald Course, the Gold Course, the Blue Course. I just got so enthralled with all these different ways. Isn't it amazing all the different ways we can be in touch with people now? It truly, it's wonderful. You know, if we don't take advantage of it and make people miserable, some people do that. But I know someone who has a history of the PGA Tour like nobody else. Larry Bausch, historian and publisher. I've added historian myself. And publisher, 9 Acres Publishing, Tour Backspin. Welcome into the clubhouse, Larry.
Thank you very much, Danielle. Pleasure to talk to you again. It's been a minute since we spoke last.
I mean, how many years? This show has been on since...
Oh, at least.
I've been on since...
At least 3 to 5.
Right? Gosh, got a knock on my door. It's been, 1999 is when I started the show.
Wow.
I know. It was a long time ago. Sony, Century, and now the idea that they're not going to be coming. It's just like the strangest feeling, you know, the way they're...
I haven't wrapped my mind around that either.
Yeah? The reduced schedule, and it's no longer charities, it's like all for profit, which, you know, don't get me wrong, you know, it's, yeah, there's, but it's such a massive shift. It's just like everything changes. We went from pro sport, from a pro sport that was charity minded, and now it's just becoming, like the NFL, the anybody else, you know, we have a brand new, what's his name? Rolap.
Yeah.
Yes, him. But Larry.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, it's a very dynamic time in the world of golf and on the PGA Tour. So it's going to be interesting to see how it plays out.
Exactly. So I your top of mind subjects. I've got to talk about, not only do you have the book, 9 Acres Publishing, the Tour Backspin is your, you put it out every week. I'm always reading it. How often does Tour Backspin?
It's at least a 2,000-word newsletter that goes out every week, covers the history of the PGA Tour in the 1960s, 70s, and 80s. What I try to do is take my readers onto the ground of the tournament that shares some DNA with the tournament being played on the PGA Tour.
Good.
So, like next week's is going to be about the J.C. Penney mixed team event in 1980, so it kind of coincides with next week's team event. I try to do two things with it. I go back and do a lot of research into local newspapers from tournament from those eras. That helps me spotlight and highlight some of the great writers in the golden age of newspaper coverage of the PGA Tour. And it also allows me to bring my readers, give them some more information about the superstars of the tour back then. But even more fun for me is exposing some of the journeymen from back then to my readership.
Why is it important for us to know about these things today?
I think it's important to know about those things, to realize how the PGA Tour evolved from, a car caravan nomadic tour that was put on by the PGA of America for pros from the northern part of the country would come down to the southern part of the country during the winter, and it's grown into this multi-billion dollar enterprise that it is today. But in a lot of ways, there's nothing new under the sun when it comes to the pro golf tour. Even some of the stuff we're going through right now, you can look back at the battles that were waged as the players broke away from the PGA of America to form the PGA Tour, and then how that went through a lot of growing pains with the first two commissioners, especially Dean Beaman. And it rings a familiar tone to what's going on in today's pro golf world.
There you go. And I think that's really important. You can't understand today if you don't know yesterday.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. I started the newsletter as a platform to kind of help me spread the word about my book on Tony Lima, Uncork, The Life and Times of Champagne Tony Lima. And I wrote that a little over 10 years ago. It's now being made into a documentary movie, so that's really exciting, too.
Wow, really? That's...
Yes, we've got about 2 hours on film, so it's now down to a point where we need to just cut it for time and do a little other kind of polishing up on it, and we'll be ready to look for a distributor.
Oh, that's great. That is great. Let me know when you have all that information. I hope you be back
on. I absolutely will.
Yeah.
I absolutely will.
And why do they call him Champagne Tony Lima?
Champagne Tony Lima.
Yeah.
He won his first tournament in Orange County in 1962, and it was in the fall. He was leading after 54 holes, and he was in the quote-unquote press room, which was really just the card room off of the men's locker room. And there were only a few reporters because it was football season, so you only had the AP and UPI reporter and a couple of local reporters. But he talked about his round, and then at the end of it, there was a cooler in that card room, and it was full of beer, so he was having a beer while he was talking to the reporters. He gets to the end of it, and he says, "Fellas, if we're here again tomorrow and I'm the winner, we're not going to be drinking beer, we're going to be drinking champagne."
Oh.
And he beat Bob Rosberg in a playoff and went back to the clubhouse, and sure enough, he had champagne available for all the reporters. And they dubbed him Champagne Tony Lima, or the Champagne Kid. And the Champagne Tony Lima stuck, and he made it kind of his brand when he came out with his Palm Beach custom golf clothing line. The little emblem on the chest was a champagne glass.
That's what I call taking. Yes, yes.
And the interesting thing about why there was that much champagne at the tournament is that Bob McAllister, a fellow player, was also in contention. His sponsor on tour was Lawrence Welk. And so Lawrence Welk would send a case of champagne to any tournament that Bob McAllister was in the running for. So Tony Lima was a beneficiary of McAllister's generosity in providing the champagne.
Aha! Uh-huh. I wondered, I had some picture in my mind of the guy going down to the, you know, the whatever, the store, and picking up a couple of bottles and then hauling them back up and putting them in the cooler. No.
And, you know, a few years later, Moët Chandon, or excuse me, just Moët, named Tony Champagne Salesman of the Year.
How? Yeah.
After 1964, when he won so many tournaments, including the Open Championship.
Yeah, and rightly so.
Yeah.
And thanks to you, when I was talking this morning on the show, it was, you know, very early. It seems like it was a year ago. Gary Williams, host of Five Clubs on Golf Channel.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I couldn't remember the fellow's name that you had in your newsletter about Sammy Valamaki, who won his first PGA Tour event. And, of course, that just started a conversation about he became the first PGA Tour winner from Finland at the RSM Classic. This was all in your – the win secured him a spot in the first two signature events of 2026. And that's that's great.
Yeah, and it just shows that there are still ways to work your way onto the PGA Tour.
Yeah, exactly. And how long it's going to be, like, you know, not more than 20 tournaments. Listening to Tiger Woods, it's like, really? Just 20 tournaments, huh? That means the Hawaii swing is out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I can see the argument for the scarcity argument that he's making.
Yes,
on the other hand... And this is one of the things that I'm a little concerned about with the current makeup of the PGA Tour Policy Board, is that you've got the superstars players that are in control now, and they're kind of setting up like the tournament schedule or the new pension plan that came out, and they're doing it from a perspective that doesn't take into account, in the case of the tournament schedule, the grinders out there who are trying to make a living and trying to move up in position. And in the case of the pension plan, it doesn't really take into consideration some of the players from the era that I cover. I've had long talks with Al Geiberger about it, and it's kind of interesting how non-transparent the whole process was and how that money has been distributed.
Yep. Exactly. And you know what? Unfortunately, we're just out of time. I have to thank the people who make this show possible. Larry Bausch, you gotta send me little notes, because sometimes, you know, I work for I'm a grandma.
Okay. Well, thanks for having me. And anybody can sign up for the newsletter at tourbackspin.com.
Tourbackspin.com. And we'll talk again soon. Okay.
I hope so, Danielle. Oh, let's not wait so long this time.
No, that's what I'm saying. You got to, you know, knock on my forehead and say, hey, Danielle,
okay,
I got this.
I will.
Thank you so much. Aloha. And we welcome Pacific Repair Services, located at 540 Lagoon Drive across from JN Motors, PRS. They do repairs, maintenance, and sales. Call us at 808-736-4080. Or find us on the web at prscares.com. We fix, maintain, and sell refrigerators, stoves, microwaves, dishwashers. And we gave away a microwave this morning. I'm so excited that the ninth caller won. Welcome the Newtown Driving Range. Warm up before your round or wind down after work. That's the best part. The Newtown Range, operated by the Casey Nakama Golf Group. Good golf, good fun, good food. It's Aloha Powers Black Friday week-long celebration. Work smarter and faster and easier with our riding and walking mowers, chainsaws, whackers, and the whole lot more, all on sale. Hey, Maruyama is on sale. 25% off. Get yours today. Aloha Power Equipment. They're open Monday through Saturday. The only day they're closed is Sunday. Monday through Saturday at Evile next to the Costco gas station. It's a new way to say gas. Costco gas station, and in Waipahu. The Aloha Section PGA, teach your children to play golf. It's the gift that lasts forever. for self, health, friendship, and family. Go golf! And Claude Brusso, Master PGA Teaching Professional at the Wailea Golf Academy, Wailea, Maui. I want to thank you for your mana. Thank you for the energy that you send out to me while I'm talking. Thank you for your mana. May you hit the sweet spot every time. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
You've been listening to the award-winning Golf Club radio show with Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club Network statewide. Tune in next week, and we'll tee it up together only on The Golf Club.
Copyright 2025.